Chazar zeichen ish v'pachach ches chashagam v'em Yehudim tzach de beya davlam zayin. Mishan seh v'elahim mishan mitzvah loy mekadshin v'loy marichin v'loy machmirin. The Gemara explains these are also as a gzeira to prevent one from dealing in commerce on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mishan seh v'loy magbiyan trumus v'maisis or b'yosef taught the chiddush is, even if someone's going to give it to the kohen on that day of Yom Tov, it's still also. The Gemara says it's only also when something was ready tevel before Yom Tov. However, something became tevel on Yom Tov, like a dough that was kneaded on Yom Tov, which brought about a chala obligation, the truma, meaning the chala, could be separated on Yom Tov. In fact, all the things in the second and the third groups of the Mishnah should be included in the first group as well. They're all also usher as a shvus. So really said, the Mishnah means to say not only is something which is usher at Bayer Binik Dekri is usher on Yom Tov as well, rather, even if it's an optional mitzvah, it remains usher. Not only if it's an optional mitzvah, even if it's a mandatory mitzvah, it remains usher as well. Mishnah said, Kol Elu B'Yom Tov Amru. But the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Oichel Nefesh. Rekhama, the early Mishnah said that fruit may be lower through a skylight on Yom Tov, even though it may not be done on Shabbos. See, there are more differences between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef said, the Mishnah allows performing the activity on Yom Tov follows Rabbi Yeshua, and the Mishnah that does not allow it follows Rabbi Eliezer. You can see that in a Brisa. Brisa says, if an animal and her child, which are not allowed to be shechted on the same day, fall into a ditch, and there's a risk that they may get harmed if they're left there on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Eliezer says, he may lift one animal out of the ditch in order to shecht it, but the second one has to be left there because he can't shecht it that day. Rabbi Yeshua says he can lift out the first one in order to shecht it. Then he can use a trick, so to say, and decide that he'd rather shecht the second one and then lift the second animal out of the ditch. He can then shecht whichever one he wants. So that's why you see when it comes to a hefzim moment, Rabbi Shua is more makel. Abaye asks, maybe Rabbi Eliezer doesn't permit lifting the second animal because it's possible to minimize the financial risk by providing the animal with food in the ditch, but in the case of the produce on the roof, since there is no way to mitigate the financial loss, he may allow lowering it through the roof also. And also, maybe Rabbi Shua allows lifting the second animal in that case because you have a trick that you can use. However, in the case of the produce on the roof where there's no trick that's available, maybe he would say it's usher to lower it through the skylight. Rabbi Papa therefore said, the Mishnah which prohibits actions on Yom Tov like on Shabbos followed by Shammai, the Mishnah that allows lowering the produce follows Beis Hillel, because the Mishnah says Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to carry a child or lulav or sefer Torah from Shusayach to Shusayach on Yom Tov because the Chatchila one may not carry on Yom Tov more than on Shabbos, but Beis Hillel allow one to do so. Similarly, he would also allow lowering produce through the skylight. In fact, Beis Shammai only don't allow carrying, but maybe they allow moving things. Where it says prohibiting movement is only meant to prevent carrying, so they are one and the same. Zok the Mishnah, an animal or kalim have the same tchum limitations as their owner. If one gives his animal to his son or to a shepherd on Yom Tov, it continues to have the tchum restrictions of its owner, meaning the father. Next, a keli that is designated for use by one member of a house has the tchum restrictions of that person. If it's used by all members of the house, it may only be moved in the tchum area that's common to all the members of the house. Zok the Mishnah, if one borrows a keli on Erev Yom Tov, the keli takes the tchum of the borrower. If it's borrowed on Yom Tov, it retains the tchum of the lender. Similarly, if a woman on Yom Tov borrows spices or water or salt for her dough, the cooked or baked items are restricted to the tchum areas of the woman and the lender of these items. Rabbi Yehuda says the water does not retain the lender's tchum restrictions because it's not noticeably present in the cooked or baked item. For that, the Gemara Mishnah seems not to follow Rabbi Doisa, who says in a Brisa that an animal given over to a shepherd on Yom Tov takes on the tchum of the shepherd. The Gemara says a Brisa is discussing when there's only one shepherd in the city, and therefore it's known in Erev Yom Tov that it will be given to him, and therefore it has his tchum. Our Mishnah is discussing where the owner is not certain that it will be given to a particular shepherd. In fact, the Mishnah even says one who gives an animal to his son or a shepherd. So we see that he has options. Rabbi Chanan named Rabbi Yechanan said that we pass on like Rabbi Doisa. Hi, our mission is an anonymous mission that seems to argue in Rabbi Doisa. Mar said, we already see that Rabbi Doisa is discussing a different case in our Mishnah. A Braisa says, if two people borrow a shirt for Yom Tov together, where one made an Erev of Tchumen to the north to take the shirt there in the morning, the other made an Erev of Tchumen in the south and to take it there in the evening. The halacha is that the shirt may only be taken within the Tchum area that's common to them both. In the extreme case, it could mean that the shirt may have to remain at a very single point in the center. The Mar says, if two people purchase an animal that is to be shechted on Yom Tov and divided, or a barrel of wine that's to be divided on Yom Tov. So if they bought it together, so Rav says the wine may be taken to the limits of the tchum, whoever ends up with that portion of wine. But the animal has to remain within the tchum that's common to them both. Shmuel says even the wine must remain in that common area of both of their tchum. In fact, why does Rav differentiate between the two items? If he holds a brayer that each person's portion, what was considered to be theirs before Yom Tov began, then I was like, why is the animal different? Why can't it be taken to their own tchum as well? And if he doesn't hold a brayer, how come the wine could be taken to each person's chum? Where it says Rav holds a brayer. However, since each portion of the animal received sustenance from the other portion before it was divided, it has to remain in the common tchum. If Kahana Rabasi asked Rav if the Rabbanan didn't see a problem with the fact that each portion receives sustenance from the other purposes of muktzah, meaning each portion is muktzah to the other person for that reason, how can you say that it's an issue for purposes of the tchumen? Rav remained quiet. How do we paskin? Rav Hoshia said, we do hold a brayer. Rav Yechon said, we don't. How can we say that Rav Hoshia holds a brayer? We find that Rav Hoshia argues in Rabbi Yochanan and explains machlokes between Rishon Beis Hillel and the Mishnah in a way that they both agree that we don't say Breira. So you see, he doesn't hold a Breira. The Mishnah says she just reversed. Rabbi Hoshea is the one who said that we don't hold a Breira. Rabbi Yochanan says that we do. How can we say Rabbi Yochanan holds a Breira? Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that when brothers divide their inheritance, they're considered to be selling their shares to each other. This is because we don't say that the portion that they got was theirs all along through Breira. We see Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a Breira. And don't say that he only doesn't hold a Breira by the Raisa, because we find that he doesn't even hold a Breira by the Rabbanan either. Ayoy taught a braisa that when one places two erev on the erev of Shabbos in two different directions, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow one to decide on Shabbos which erev will be the one that he's going to choose. He can set up two erev and have the choice based on where the chacham will come, but not based on his own decision. Rabbi Yechon explained the difference between the two cases is that Ayoy would say that Rabbi Yehuda only allows it when the chacham has already arrived at Bein HaShemashos, although the one making the erev doesn't yet know at that time which erev has taken effect. The arrival of the chacham has made one of them take effect at that time, Bein HaShemashos. We see from here that Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold a breyer even by the Rabbanon. It says we have to say that the Shita should not be reversed. Rather, like we originally suggested, rather we must say that Rabbi Oishia only says Breira by a Derabbanon, not by a Deraisa. Shmuel said the acts of one who fattens animals for sale takes on the tchum of the one who buys it, even if he because he had in mind even before Yom Tov to give it to whoever comes to purchase it. And this is true even if the person's from a different city. The animal of a shepherd gets the tchum of anyone in his city who buys it, because even if the shepherd himself makes an erev that gives him a different tchum, still the person who buys it will get the animal into his tchum, because the shepherd has in mind that he may come to sell the animal to someone from his city. If he doesn't sell it to people outside of his city, that's why it's limited to people in his city.